I want to thank Rabbi Kahn very much for the introduction and to note how honored I am to be able to be here today, dafka on this Kol El Medreshet Yom Rishon, when we acknowledge and we celebrate the centennial of the school, that we are blessed to have him now as its head. Our Yeshiva University High School for Boys has been an institution in our city and beyond for 100 years, and its Talmidim continue to be leaders of our community, and we honor this extraordinary achievement. We welcome Rabbi Kahn to the Yeshiva University family, and we wish you many years of continued hatzlacha in our yeshiva. I told Rabbi Weinberg a moment ago when I gave him a hug how grateful I am for the gift that he gave me, and how grateful I'm sure all of us are for the gift that he gave all of us in his presentation. It is for me a singular honor to be able to share this podium with this extraordinary Rebbe and teacher. Rabbi Weinberg is endowed, Baruch Hashem, as you all know, with deep wisdom, with creativity, and with profound spiritual depth. He has an enviable following here in the yeshiva, among his Talmidim, and outside of the immediate circle of his Talmidim, and also in our neighborhood in the Bergenfield-Teaneck area. He mentioned when he started that he thought that maybe some of you came to hear me. I'm sure that all of you came to hear him. I know that I came to hear him. And Reb Moshe Tzvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to grant you good health and koach to be able to be Marbitz Torah at the level that you're Marbitz Torah, and to inspire so many of us. We are extremely grateful to you. Thank you. I want to thank Rabbi Aryeh Charka. I want to thank Karen Simon Moskowitz, Nussan Waitman, and so many others who were responsible for putting together today's program. And as I always do when I'm blessed with the presence of my mother, to acknowledge her presence and to just say what a bracha it is for me that she's here today to participate in this very important gathering. Does anybody not have a copy of the handout? If you don't have a copy of the handout, please make sure you're sitting next to somebody. There are actually a few extras. If you don't have, just raise your hand and Nussan will bring it over to you. Nussan, we need over here, please. Thank you. Page 1, question number 1. We are familiar with various Tosfos in Shas. The Tosfos is generally, Nussan over here, keep, oh you have. Okay, we're good, thank you. Tosfos is generally on the side of the Gemara. But in Maseches Yuma we have a Tosfos called the Tosfos Yeshanim. And the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma is at the bottom of the Amud of the Gemara. Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, page 1. Tosfos Yeshanim at the bottom. It's very small. I can't read it. And so I blew it up a little bit on the right side to do a chesed both for me and for you, so we should be able to read the Tosfos Yeshanim. I'm a stickler for Tzuras Hadaf, so I want to give you the Amud as it appears. And then, for the sake of being able to read it, so we could make it a little bit bigger. Frecht the Tosfos Yeshanim at the end of Yuma. The Gemara here is talking about, in the last parak, issues relating to Yom Kippur that are relevant to us. The first 7 prakim in Maseches Yuma are dealing with the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we have only a hint of in the Avodah that we say in the Chazor Sashatz of Musaf and Yom Kippur. The last parak is Halacha L'maisa. And we're now at the end of the last parak, and the Gemari here and the Mishnayos here are talking about what is the purpose of Yom Kippur, what do we mean by Yom Kippur, what is the power of Yom Kippur, what is the relationship between Yom Kippur and Tshuva. And the Tosfos Yeshanim asks a question, underlined on the side of page 1. Lama Chorav Habayis Bishvil Avonosenu Kivin Sheyom HaKippurim Mechaper. How could it be that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of our sins? Well, a little bit before Tisha B'Av, a couple of months before Tisha B'Av, there was a Yom Kippur. And we are told that Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper for our sins. So how could it be that a few months after Yom Kippur, we now have a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash because of our sins? Can't be, assumes the Tosfos Yeshanim, that we're talking here about the sins that we committed between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It's not shayach, a couple of months' sins should be responsible for the Churban HaBayis. So what happened? If we went through a Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur does what Yom Kippur is supposed to do, so how could there be Mipnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'atzei? Question number 2, page 2. We have in our halachic tradition a principle called Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one means that if I hear somebody say something, so literally it's as if I said it. And so, for example, we have an obligation to make Kiddush. Not everybody makes Kiddush. We hear somebody make Kiddush. We're Yotze, our obligation to make Kiddush by hearing that person. There's a mitzvah of Megillah. And the Nusach HaBracha for Megillah is Al Mikra Megillah. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivonu. You have to read the Megillah. The problem is that in every single shul, only one person reads the Megillah. And everybody else is sitting there. How am I mekayim my mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? Answer, Shomeya Ke'one. If I listen to it, and we understand that the person who's reading it has kavanah to be motzias, and we have kavanah to be yotzei, so I fulfill my obligation. There is an important machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. We're now on Sukkah Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Here the Gemara is dealing with how do you know minayin l'shomea ka'one. There's a very important machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that deals with the conceptual understanding of the principle of Shomea Ka'one via the following scenario. So I'm davening in shul and I daven Shmona Esrei very slowly. The Shaliach Tzibur has already begun the Chazor Sashatz. The Shaliach Tzibur and the Tzibur are now up to Kedusha. But I'm still in the Shtel Shmona Esrei, I'm in Modin. I can't say Kedusha, I can't be Mafsik in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So what should I do? Should I be quiet and listen for the duration of the Kedusha and then resume my Moedim? Or, since I can't say it anyway, I should just keep on going. Zot Rashi, bottom left, page 2, Sukkah Lamed Chesam Days, the line before it's underlined. The principle is, in Shama V'kiven Libo Lishmoa, Afa Pishalo Ona Yotza. I somehow am connected to the Maisa of the Tzibur, to the Maisa of the Shaliach Tzibur, to the Maisa of the Balkori, and I'm Yotze. V'chein l'mispalolin b'tzibur. This scenario. The Shaliach Tzibur Omer Kaddish, on the side, Kedusha. O Yehei Shmei Rabbah. But I can't say it because I'm in the middle of Shmei Nesrei. Yishtaku b'tfilasan. Rashi says I should be quiet, I should stop, I should pause wherever I'm up to. V'yishmu b'kavona, v'harehein ka'onin. I'm somehow connected to what's going on. And u'kashi yigmor ha'kedusha, yachzru l'tfilasan, I go back. Tosfos on the right side, Dibur HaMaschil, Shama Velo Ana, quotes Rashi, and Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says where it's underlined, Elavadai, he's got a problem. Elavadai im hoya shosek, hosa shmiyoso, hafsakas tfiloso. If Shomea Ka'one works, that means that if I'm listening, it's as if I'm saying. So it's as if I'm saying I can't be saying. It's a hefsek. What's the issue here in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? How do we understand the notion of Shomea Ka'one? According to Rashi, Shomea Ka'one works that somehow when I listen, my listening is somehow mitzurah, is somehow connected to the statements that are being made, and Shomea Ka'one, the Shomea is Yotze, like the One is Yotze. Just like the person who says it, Tzigazun. Just like the person who says it is Yotze, so the Shomea somehow a mitzarif, my mitzias, my shmiya to that kriya, and it's as if I fulfilled my obligation. Tosfos, however, says no. Literally, Shomea Ke'one. If I listen, it's as if I said it. If it's as if I said it, Tosfos says, it's not going to work here. If it's as if I said it, it's a hefsek. So there's a very interesting machlokes in the context of the issue about somebody who's slow in the Shmona Esrei, which gives us a window into the principle of Shomea Ke'one. Now, we have a verbal declaration that is relevant to us very much during this time of year. Page 3, Paskin de Ramba, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah bein asei ben lo sasei, im over adam alachas mehen, bein bezodom bein bishkaga, famous, 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 everybody a go-to Rambam. Certainly this time of year, if you did an Avera, Kisheyase Tshuva, V'yoshev Micheto, Chayev Lehisvados. We have an obligation called Vidui. And we fulfill that obligation. We've already been saying, Oshamnu Bogadnu, the short Vidui, and then we're soon going to say, Alchet, 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 a little bit of a longer Vidui. So we are now in the middle of a series of verbal declarations. And the Rambam says, Chayev lisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. Vidui zeh mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah sasei for vidui. It's not optional. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not like we're going to daven it up in the Siddur. When Mekayim were obligated a mitzvah sasei, ketzad misvadin, omer. You have to say something. Omer ana Hashem chotosi and so on. And vizehu ikro shal vidui v'chol hamar belisvah. You have to say something. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel, the middle of page 3, Shenitztavinu lehisvados lefnei Hashem al kol hachaton shechotonu, Mitzvah of Vidui. The Sefer Achinuch counts Vidui in the Taryag Mitzvahs. V'zehu inyan avidui sheyomar ha'odam be'eis hachuvah. Person has to say something. Next line, beferish, befiv. You have to articulate it. You have to say it with your mouth. And the Minchas Chinuch on this, Sefer Chinuch at the bottom, very famous Minchas Chinuch, who was quoted by Rav Soloveitchik and one of the most famous Tshuva Drashas. So what's the real mitzvah I say? Is Tshuva the mitzvah? Is Vidui the mitzvah? It would appear from the Rambam, Kishe Yase Tshuva. Then Chayev Leisvados, the Vidui is the mitzvah. Just to complicate it, if you look at the first line on this page, in the Koteret, in the introduction to Hilchas Tshuva, right under the words Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam gives a little precy about what's going to follow. Zot the Rambam mitzvah sasei achas, v'hu, there's one mitzvah sasei, what is in this mitzvah sasei? Sheyoshev hachote meicheto lifnei Hashem, v'yisvade. It would appear that there are two components to this one mitzvah. It would appear that Tshuva is part of this mitzvah. And this is a whole discussion, so what is the mitzvah? Clearly, vidui either is the mitzvah or is part of the mitzvah. And the Minchas Chinuch is medayik from this Rambam, and the Rav quoted it, he quoted the Minchas Chinuch, and he also quoted it from his uncle. His uncle also came to the same conclusion that the real mitzvah is the mitzvah of vidui, ulechora nirali asdaiti midivrei harava mechaber, the hamitzvah sasei dekan eino tshuva, rak havidui bepeh. And so my second question is, does shomea ka'one work for vidui? I'm in shul, I'm sitting next to you, you're banging away, shamnu bagadnu, I'm listening to you. I'm good to go. Shomea, ka'one, you are hacking al-chayt, and it's all saying. You have to say it. You have to articulate it. Befer, beferish, omer. It's an amira. So can I listen, and can I be yotze without me saying the words? I'm mekayim shomea ka'one, either like Rashi, that somehow my listening is mesiaches, is somehow mitzarev to your amira, or like Tosfos that are mamish saying the words. Does shomea ka'one work for the mitzvah of vidui? Question number two. Question number three, page four. Earlier in Maseches Yuma, in the third parak, we're now really in the middle of the unfolding of the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And it's very technical. And it's very precise. We only get like a little tiny taste in the avodah that we participate in, that we listen, and that we recite in the Chazor Sashatz of Musaf on Yom Kippur. Every little detail, every little prat is very careful and strategic. Now we come to four lines from the bottom of Yuma Lamed Heya Middays, the Mishnah, Bolo Eitz Opar. Now the Kohen Gadol is rushing, running, in the mikvah, out of the mikvah, changing his clothes, in and out, running, doing, looking, fixing, taking care of Bolo Eitz Opar, and here's exactly where the animal is, and it's over here, and it looks over there. Everything is orchestrated 100%. And then, V'somech, next line, Shtei Yadav Olav, he puts his two hands on the par, umisvade, and he says the vidur. The kachaya omer, and this is what he says. Ona Hashem avisi poshati chotosi lefanecha ani uvesi, I sinned. And we know, because we say this in the avoda on Yom Kippur, that three times. The first time he says, I sinned. The second time he says, ani uvesi, and the third time, again, he says, Chotu Ovu Poshu Amcha Beis Yisrael. So the nusach is Ana Hashem, that's how he starts, Ovisi Poshati or Ovu Poshu, and then he continues, Ani Uvesi, Ana Hashem Kaperna La'avonas. So the nusach of the Mishnah that we have, on Yuma Daf Lamed Hei Amidbeis, Ana Hashem, the first phrase, Ana Hashem, the second phrase. Zok Tosfos, little teeny tiny Tosfos, right here, the last Tosfos, the Ibra Maschel, Ana Hashem, quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, yesh, the Barishona Omar, Ana Hashem, Ubishniya, Ana Bashem, Kaperna. Not the Nusach that we have in the Bavli. Our nusach is Ana Hashem, Chotosi Avisi, Ana Hashem, Kaperna. No, Yerushalmi has, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, Ana Hashem, Chotosi, Ana Bashem, Kaper. Question number three is, Vos Geit Onda. Like, what's going on? Hashem, Bashem, what's the significance of this? And in fact, if you turn to the top of page five, lo and behold, we paskin like the Yerushalmi, because in our nusach of the Haggadah, of the Machzer, the Kachoya Omer, Ana Hashem, Chotosi Avisi Poshati, Ana Bashem, Kaperna. So we don't follow the Bavlites. Rather striking. We follow the Yerushalmi. So what's the issue? Why does this matter so much? What's the significance of the Machlokas, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi? Question number four. The go-to pasuk that is mentioned and mentioned again, and mentioned again and mentioned again throughout the Yom Kippur Daf. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayer eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Rabbi Weinberg, towards the end, used the phrase, Lifnei Hashem Titon. It's uppermost in our minds. It's a pasuk in Perek Tazayin, in Achremos, at the beginning of the Parsha that talks about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Pasuk Lamed, right side, page 5, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayer eschem, mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titor. Question number 4 is, you notice that there are two different elements in this pasuk. The way to know ever if something is extra is, if I were to take it out, would I sense that something is missing? If I could take it out and the pasuk reads, ganz fine without it, then Dorsheni, so why do I need it for? The pasuk could have said, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. We have here kapara, and we have here tahara. Why do I need both? What is the significance of both? Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, but I'm not done yet. I have on top of that, l'tahir eschem. And notice how the pasuk concludes, l'fnei Hashem Titoru. What could the pasuk just as easily have concluded with the first one? Lifnei Hashem Techapru. It doesn't conclude Lifnei Hashem Techapru. Should go back to the first. Kapara, Tahara, Lifnei Hashem. We'll go back. We shouldn't forget Kapara. We're going to wrap it up with Kapara. 1, 2, 1. No! Lifnei Hashem Titoru. So I have Chazara. 4 questions. First question is the Tosfos Yeshanim. At the end, all the way at the end, the tiny Tosfos Yeshanim. At the end of Masechet Yomot, how could it be that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? If a few months before Tisha B'Av, we had a Yom Kippur, and if Yom Kippur is Mechaper, what are you telling me? Question number 2. The Shomea Ka'one operate in the context of vidui. We have determined that vidui is a mitzvah saseh. We have determined that vidui is an articulation. Omer, befiv, you have to say something. Wow, sounds like other things that I have to say. Can I be mekayim the mitzvah of vidui by listening to somebody else? Question number 3. What's the issue? In the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi on the Hashem, on the Bashem, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, we follow the Yerushalmi. What's a ba, a ha, like what's happening? And question number 4, the multiplicity of foci on Yom Kippur. Number 1, we have kapara. Number 2, we have tahara. And we end the culmination, lifnei Hashem titor. I believe that one, I would say almost elementary principle, responds to and solves all 4 questions. There are 2 items that are of concern for us on Yom Kippur. One item that we think about on Yom Kippur is we want to have forgiveness for our sins. We want to have atonement. So I did sin X. I committed sin X. If that were to stay, then I have to pay a price. I have to have an einish. Different averis have different onshim. So I don't want an einish. I want to get rid of the sin. So I do tshuva. Tshuva has all different kinds of components to it. It has charata, it has aziva, it has kabbalah, it has a past, and it has a present, and it has a future, and it's a gate miran, and I'm really sorry, and I'm really upset, and I do tshuva, zok de rabbeinu shalaylam. Atonement. It's okay. You're now responsible for the aver. It's a pela atzuma. How could it work? Where did it go? You did the sin. You ate the treif and you did the this and you did the that. No! It's a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's mamash a chesed. You do tshuva, I'm going to wipe away the sin. That's one issue that we think about on Yom Kippur. It's a technical, juridical issue. Remove the sin. Then there's a second issue. And the second issue is that we need to establish and reestablish a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When we sin, we're stained. Our soul is stained. If our soul is stained, and we have done things that we shouldn't do, then we ourselves are at remove from God. We're not respecting God. We're not living a godly life. We're removed from God. If you want, the first is sort of a din in the Chafetza. The Chafetza of the Avera needs to be removed. Number two, it's a din in the Gavra. I need work on my soul, on my person, on my Jewishness. Something wrong happened here. There's something wrong with this picture. I find myself far away. So now I have to fix myself. I have to bring myself back to the Rabbonei Shel Olam. We find a similar concept in Rav Soloveitchik's writings on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Tzvei dinim. One is, you gotta know. You just have to have the knowledge. You have to have the knowledge of how to do the mitzvah. You have to have the knowledge of what you should not do. And even if it's not practical, we want to master the knowledge of God's Torah. But there's another aspect of Talmud Torah, and that is to bring ourselves closer to the Rabbonei Shel Olam. Via studying God's Torah, we're connecting to God. It's not mental. It's not in my head, it's in my heart. I have a connection. If the Rabbonei Shel Olam is a Melame Torah La'amo Yisrael, so I want to learn God's Torah. I want to connect to God via the gift that God gives us. It's not just knowing, but it's experiencing, and it's the same thing. Tzvei dinim, when it comes to Yom Kippur. One is technical, get rid of the sin. Number two is to reestablish a relationship. This is a beautiful Rambam, top of page 6. I don't know, it's maybe sacrilegious, but it's one of my favorite Rambams. And it's dafka one of my favorite Rambams, dafka in the Mishneh Torah. Rabbi Weinberg quoted for Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, and he says, doesn't sound like a Rambam. Sounds like a Chassidish Rebbe. So I have another Rambam to put on this list. With a Rambam, man, he's so like, you would imagine to be so unmaimonidean. Zot the Rambam, Perek Shvi, Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Vav, Gedola Tshuva, top half of page 6. Why is Tshuva so important? Shemekareves es ha'adam l'shchina. It brings us closer to the divine presence. Shenema, yesterday's pasuk, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. And then he has this striking, powerful image. It's a harsh image. It's a hard image. Esh Emesh, yesterday, just yesterday, when the Avera was still on the books, when you did the Avera. Emesh Haya Ze Sonui Lifnei HaMakom. Sonui is a very strong word. Sonui means hated. It's hard even to say, Chas V'Sholom. Somebody is hated by God. Meshukatz. Meshukatz. It's an abomination. Disgusting. Meruchak. He's distant. Toreva is an abomination. It's a maneuver. It's a maneuver in the eye of God. Because he did it in Avera. But Vahayom, one day you do tshuva. What a transformation. Vahayom hu ohuv. V'nechmad. Karov. V'yedid. Such beautiful language. He's beloved by God. He's desirable. He's karov, he's close to God. Yedid, she's a dear friend of the Rabbonei Shel Olam. A few lines later, Emesh, Hayozeh muvdal me Hashem Elokei Yisrael. V'hayom hu mudbak b'shechina. Yesterday she was removed, and today she's clinging to the Rabbonei Shel Olam. Devek means glue. Yamamish, you're stuck to God. What's missing in this Rambam? What's missing in the Rambam in Perek Shvi'i? There's not a word here about Kapara. There's not a word here about atonement. There's not a word here about making the Avera go away. No! That's not the focus. The focus is not on the first aspect that I previously tried to identify. Is our Avoda on Yom Kippur? I have a sin, never, I gotta have it go away. No! The focus is on me. If I have a stain, I'm removed from God. I want to get closer to the Rabbonei Shel Olam. I have work to do myself. to reestablish my relationship to the Rabbona Shalom. And so that's Vedina. There's a din of the technical, and then there's a din of the personal, of the transcendental, of the experiential. Question number four, I'm going to answer them now backwards. Question number four is, why do I need in the pasuk, ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, letayr eschem mikol chatosechem, if I had dropped letayr eschem, would have been perfectly intelligible. And why is it that the pasuk ends lifnei Hashem tidhoru and not lifnei Hashem techapru? So my smicha is from Masifta Torah of Hadas. Rabbi Weinberg referred earlier to Rav Moshe Wolfson as the mashgiach of the yeshiva. And the Rosh Yeshiva, when I was there, was with Gedalia Shor, and he signed the cloth of my smicha. Rav Shor wrote a number of sfarim entitled Dor Gedaliahu, or he gave Divrei Torah that later turned into Or Gedal Yahu, and one of them is on Moadim. And I bring you at the bottom of page 6 from Rav Shor on Moadim Or Gedal Yahu. Ksiv, the pasuk says, bottom right, page 6. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letayr eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titor. Midivrei akra from this pasuk, anu yodim, ki be'eis asher ha'odom chote, when a person sins, hutzorech two things. You need gam kapara and tahara, because the pasuk uses both. Umashma she'af shekvar nischaper, I took care of. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper lechem, done, finished, accomplished. No, I'm not finished yet. Adayin utzorech l'tahara. I can't just have kapara. I need to have tahara. Va'abir bazehu. Ki be'is asher odom chote, when a person sins. Milvad Masha Magia Lo Onesh Al Asher Avra Al Ratzon Abori, besides the fact that you have a responsibility here, there's an Onesh Rachmana Latzlan that comes in response to the Avera. But on top of that, Hu Pogem Benafsho Benishmasa, his Nefesh, the Neshama, becomes defective. The gametam peines libo al yedei achet, and the heart becomes stopped up. It's not able to feel. It's not able to function. And this is the reason why avera goreres avera, because when you do one avera, you become stained. And once you become stained, once you have a pegam, and once there's a timtum halev, so then you keep on going. Each one, each sin leads to another sin. The Naseh, 5 lines from the bottom, Rachot, Me Hashem Yisparach, Al Yedei HaChet. And you become far from God. Lu'umazeh ba'asau tshuva, Tzarechu le'kapara. Tshuva, you have to do kapara. You have to do tshuva in order to get kapara. Le'ba'al la'hagia lo ha'onesh. You got to take care of that technical detail. It's a gezunta detail. You have to take care of that detail. But for chutz mizeh, tzarechu l'tahara. And you have to have tahara. L'malo sapegima, she'asa b'neshmaso, in my language, to reestablish the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you do an avera zok Rav Shor, v'nase rochok me'Hashem yisbarach al yedei achet, what is tahara? To come close again. Tahara is that rama. And that's why the pasuk ends, lifnei Hashem Titoru. Tahara comes when we live our lives lifnei Hashem. To reconnect with the Rabbono Shel Olam, that is the ultimate expression of tahara. It could have said lifnei Hashem techapru, but kapara is in the essence of the sin. Tahara is in the essence of my personhood. And tahara comes, I purify myself, I fix myself, when I reestablish my relationship to God. And that's why question number four, we need both kapara and we need tahara, and the pasuk ends lifnei Hashem titoru. Question number three, page 7. What's the issue of ona Hashem and ona Bashem machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi Tosfos? Our machzer, first time is ona, Hashem Chotosi Avisi, the second time is Anna Bashem Kaperna. So Rav Soloveitchik in a Tshuva Drasha many years ago, there's a summary at the top of page 7 in the Sefer called Divrei Hashkof, it's entitled The Nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael, said the following. And these are not the words of Rabbi Soloveitchik, this is a notes that people took and they wrote it up. But it gives you the gist of what it is that he said. Kaparas Hayom Omedes B'merkazo Shel Yom HaKippur. The atonement of the day is central to the Avoida, to the Metzias, to the Cheftz of Yom Kippur. And he quotes our Pasuk, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Ma Yisrono Shel Yom Zeh Al Kol She'ar Yomos HaShana. Vosep is today. Vosep is today. Tshuva is an ongoing process. Tshuva is something all year round. The Rama Menuchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph is not talking about Yom Kippur. It's talking about when you do something wrong, you have to do Tshuva. You don't have to wait to Erev Yom Kippur. But yet on Yom Kippur, somehow, Kapara is linked to that day, and the question he poses is why. And the answer is, Bayom HaZeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karov Yoseh LiYisrael MiBachal HaYam. Because God is closer to us. We're familiar with the Maimon Chazal, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzo, Elo Asari Yamim, Shevein Rosh Hashanah LiYom HaKippur. We should search out God when He's found, when He's close to us. And He's close to us right now during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and it culminates at the highest level possible. The greatest closeness imaginable is on Yom Kippur. And therefore, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, this is a day of Kapar because God is close to us. And now he says, I understand the Pasuk. If I were to ask you to translate, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'tahir Eschem. Translate Bayom Hazeh. Simple translation. He, because on this day, God is the source of and grants us kapara. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's not what it means. Ba something, look on the right hand side a little bit towards the end of the first paragraph, doesn't mean on that day or in the course of that day, but it means be'emtza'ut hayom, al yedei hayom, via the day, because of the day, as a result of the day, yechaper aleich. The day is mechaper, not on this day there's a kapara, but the day itself is the source of kapara. Why is the day itself the source of kapara? Because this is the day when God is closest to us. When we're living in the existence of Lifnei Hashem, God is closer to us. So it's the metzias of the day itself is the source of kapara. Now he says, now I understand the significance of the Yerushalmi. The first time we say, Ana Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Pashati. I must tell you that for years, that phrase was unintelligible for me. Translated, Ana Hashem, please God, I beg you God, Chatasi I sinned. What am I begging God? I understand, Ana Hashem, Oishiyana. Ana Hashem, Hatzlichana. Please God, help me. I am nowhere without you. I need you to help me. Ana Hashem, please, Oishiyana. Ana Hashem, Hatzlichana. What do you mean, Ana Hashem, please God? Chotasi. And so I have come in my own mind, I don't know if this is correct or not. The way I understand it, and what I always think about it is as follows. You see, it's hard for me to say Chotasi Ovisi. I'm an American kid, I was born in America, I went to fancy universities. I'm living in a culture that says you do whatever you want, personal autonomy, individual choice, Hakmanish can shine it, you know, like I'm a guy, I live a life, I don't hurt anybody, it's good. What do you mean I did a nebuch, I had 2 minutes after the Zman, and I was older and Isser, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to really believe that what I did was wrong, and so I come to the Rabbeinu Shammai. And I say, Ana Hashem, I beg you, God, help me recognize in the depths of my being, Chotasi Avisi. I need your help. I need siyata deshmaya, so you can help me come to the hakara and not just say the words, but to mamish internalize that what I did was wrong, and what I did was a chet, it was an avon, it was a pesha. Without your help, I'm not going to come to this, because I'm living in a culture that stands the opposite of this. Ona Hashem, chatasi avisi. Now comes the next phrase. In Rav Soloveitchik's Machzer, and in the Maimonides school in Boston that the Rav led with such distinction for so many years. And it was my privilege to follow after the Rav, and he got sick and he passed away. I became the rabbi of that minyan, and every minhag in this shul follows exactly the minhagim of the Rav, and the Baal, the Shaliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur, when he comes to this paragraph, he says, Ana Hashem, Chotosi Avisi Pashati, Ana, stop, Kama, Bashem Kaperna. It's not Ana Hashem, Ana Bashem, Ana Bashem Kaperna. What does it mean? Bashem Kaperna, Be'emtza'ut Hashem, Via Hashem. Just like ki ba yom hazeh the bezin ba yom doesn't mean on this day, it means via this day, through the medium of this day. Oh, now I'm asking for kapara? Ana bashem kaperna, through the shem, through the fact that I am now engaged in an awareness that I am living lifnei Hashem, it's Yom Kippur! God is right here on Yom Kippur via that awareness through the mitzias of the Shem Hashem, the Lifnei Hashem that I'm experiencing. That is the reason why. It is from there that comes the kapara and the slicha and the mechila. Ana kama, please, I beg you, via the Shem, via the closeness, via the connection, via the reestablishment of the relationship. Bashem Kaperna. Question number two. Question number two is, does Shomea Ka'one work for Vidui? Question number two. So in the Torah of Shomea Ka'one, there is a basic fundamental principle. The basic fundamental principle is that Shomea Ka'one works when the obligation consists simply of reciting words. So if you have to recite words, you have to recite the words of the Kiddush, you have to recite the words of the Megillah, so you recite the words, and I listen, and I have Kavana, and you have Kavana, I'm Yotze. So it's like Rashi, so it's like Tosfos, I'm Metzuruf, my Metzias to the Oneh, or I'm Mamish as if I say it, I'm Yotze. However, if there is an additional component to the mitzvah and to the obligation, Shomea Ka'one is not going to help me. And so, for example, there's a Beis HaLevi at the bottom left of page 7 who asked the question, what about Birchas Kohanim? So, in many of your shuls, like Baruch Hashem and the shul that I attend, you got 40 Kohanim are jostling up there in the front, and Mishtipza, and this guy runs in, he's got to be right next to the, you know, it's a Levi thing. 40 Kohanim. So here's the thing. Let them all go up. We'll make it very decorous. One Kohen will say, Varecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. All the other Kohanim listen. And it's perfect. Mekayim the mitzvah of Berchas Kohanim, Kosev Orchu, as B'nai Yisrael Amar Lahem, Vaya Shomea Ka'ona. This one is loud, and this one is soft, and this one is on this key, and this one, and then they start humming, and zigzagafeluch, gotta have kavani, you gotta figure this out, they're all over the place. No! Simple! Solve the problem. Shomea Ka'ona, Zakta Beis HaLevi. Bottom left, page 7. Masha'omar Chacham Echad. The Birchas Kohen, if the Kohen Echad Yochal Lomar Birchas Kohen, one Kohen says it. The Sharia Kohen Yishmu v'Shomea Ka'ona. Zakta Beis HaLevi, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hate to say it. Very sad. Every Kohen has to say Yivarechacha, every single one. Why? Amnam Iker Adavar. Lo Nehir Eklal. A few lines down. The Shomea Kohen Shayach Rak B'Davar. It works only when the entire obligation consists of saying words. There's an additional element. There's an additional element called kol rab. The kayan taka has to belt it out. The kayan has to say it out loud. So I'm not saying it out loud if I'm listening to you say it. It may be that I'm saying it, but I'm not mekayim the kol rum. He says a little bit further, ubozelo shayach shomea ka'ona, tahare amiyoso shalakoen ha-shomea, hare eno nishma lo'om ha-shomea. When I'm as if I'm saying it, or like Tosfos that I'm mamish saying it, but you're not hearing me say it, you can't hear me say it, v'lo odif ha-koen ha-shomea, let's say I taka did say it, but I whispered it. It's also no good. This is no better than me whispering it. So the Beis Halevi shtotze chaveka yisoid that shemeya ka'ona only works when it's only saying. If there's an additional element, shemeya ka'ona is not going to work. Second example, top of page 8. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh quotes Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin, who quoted a Ragachover back to the scenario that I mentioned earlier. It's Mikra Megillah. And one guy standing up, and there are 400 people in shul, and he makes a bracha Mikra Megillah, and he reads the Megillah. I'm Yotzei the Mitzvah. I'm not reading. Shomei Kol. We know that there are a number of psukim that are recited by the Tzibur. So we stop, and the Tzibur says. So I understand why the Tzibur says, I understand why the Tzibur says, Amor Chaya Yehudi, because this is a kiyum of Persume Nisa. All of us want to be able to say and to articulate and to demonstrate the Pirsum Anes, we say it out loud. But there's one thing that we say that doesn't make any sense. Vos Gate Miran, Aseres B'nei Homa. This one, and I'm reading it myself. What do I need it for? There's a bad guy named Haman. He had 10 bad kids. Maybe should go home and kill them all. That's it, I'm finished. I have to mention the name of every one of the Aseres B'nei Haman. Zok the Ragacha, quoted by Rav Zev, quoted by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, yes. You know why? Because there's a separate halacha when it comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman. It's not just enough to recite the words. You remember every year, right before the Aseres B'nei Haman, the Baal Korah takes a deep breath and belts out all of them. And you're waiting. Your mom is your way of plotting. He's up to the ninth and he's still hanging in. It's an amazing thing. Yes, if I listen to the Baal Korah, Shomea Ka'one, but Vasat Megifelt, I didn't have Neshima Achas. Shomei Kone is not going to work when it's not just reading, when it's not just reciting, when there's an additional component. The Korum by the Kohen is the Neshima Achas by the Megillah, so therefore I have to read it. And I hate to break it to you. You have to, each one of you, read it, the Neshima Achas. You don't get a free pass. And you're worried about the Balkan. You don't get a free pass. You have to read it. That's where there's no extra Persume Nisa in that particular recitation. It's a technical reason because Sefeltmir Neshima Achas. My son-in-law Corey Tarzik referred me to a Keren Ora, a Maseches Brachas. The Keren Ora says that Shomea Ka'one is not going to work by Kriyashma. But Krishma, you say Krishma, I stand next to you. Well, that's wonderful. It's not going to work by Krishma. Why? Because Krishma is not just saying words. What is Krishma? Krishma is Kabbalah so Malcha Shemayim. I have to. You can't be Makabel O Malcha Shemayim for me. And therefore, my answer, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely obvious. It is inconceivable that Shomea Ka'one could work for vidui. Because what is vidui? Vidui is not just saying words. Vidui is reestablishing a relationship. Vidui is recognizing not just that I need kapara for the averas that I did, but I was stained and I was distant and I don't want to be a meshukitz and a metuav. And I don't want to be a Maruchak. I want to be an Oyev and a Nechmad and a Yadid. I say the Vidui is an expression of coming closer to God. Vidui is Tahara. Vidui is Lefnei Hashem Ketorah. It's not... And I did it. I banged. See how I banged. No, that's not what it is. It's a reestablishment of a relationship. You can't reestablish my relationship. It is impossible, I'm suggesting, that Shemaya Ka'ona could work by Vidu for the very same reason. Because it's more than just words. It is no less than Kol Ram by Yekayin, Neshima Achas by the Megillah, but Kabbalah Solmacha Shemayim by Kriyashma according to the Karen Ora. There's something else going on here. Question number one. Taisus Yeshanim. You remember the Taisus Yeshanim asked, how could there be a Churban Beis HaMikdash if we just went through a Yom Kippur? So the Taisus Yeshanim answers the question. If you go back to page one on the right side, Taisus Yeshanim answers the question. In the line before the question, he says as follows, four lines from the bottom. On the bottom right side of page one, Va'od Yesh Lomar, the Lerebi Nami Tzarech Tshuva LeKapara Gemura. You need to have tshuva in order to have full kapara. Afal Gaf the Mahane Yom Kippurim LeMa'et Mikareis. Yes, it's true that Yom Kippur does have some kind of a salutary effect vis-a-vis certain particular aspects, but MiKomakom Kapara Gemura below Tshuva Leka. If you don't have tshuva, you don't have kapara gemura. So what happened the previous Yom Kippur before the Churban? They went through and Tzumat Shal Yom may have been mechaper, but tzad gefelt in tshuva gemura. So therefore, the Elo came, because if I'm not going to say this, lo mechara v'abayis b'shvel avon noseidu kivin shiyom ha-kippur mechaper. The answer is it was only mechaper up to a point. Well, it wasn't mechaper fully. In my language, yes, it may have been that they figured out a way to have kapara. But what was missing? What was missing was tahara. What was missing was the extra effort to reestablish the relationship. God, I want to be close to you. God, I want to have a relationship with you. The sins are in the way. Okay, I get rid of the sins. But I still have to do work. And maybe they took care of kapara, but they didn't take care of tahara. And so, four questions. Taisus Yeshanim, question number one. Why is it that there's a churban if there was a Yom Kippur? The answer, Yom Kippur is wonderful, but I have to do work to reestablish the relationship. Question number two, does Shomea Ka'one work by Vidur? The answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. Don't even think about it. You have to. We, each one of us, needs to say Vidu. Question number three. What's the issue of the Yerushalmi, the Bavli, Ana Hashem, Ana Bashem? The answer is, Ana, comma, stop, take a deep breath, Bashem Kaper. Via the closeness. Via the imminence of the Lifnei Hashem is the Kaper. No. And then why does the Pasuk need Ki bayom hazeh yechaper letaher, because we taka need both. Tzvei dinim on Yom Kippur. We need kapara and we need tahara, and that's why the pasuk ends. Lifnei Hashem titaru. I want to conclude on page 9 with a story in a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra Lamed Beis tells the following story. Omar Rabba Bar Barchan. Zimna Chada once, Havakaz Linan Bisfinta, we were on a ship, on a boat. And it was shaky on the boat. The Chazinan Hahu Kivra, the Yasvele Chalosa Agabe. We saw a big fish, that there was sand on this, the back of this big fish. And there was so much sand, the Kodach Agma Ilayu, that there was growing trees. There was a whole meadow, a whole forest on the back of this fish. Savrinan Yabeshtahi. We thought, an island. We thought we found the island. So we get off. Visalkinan, we go up onto the island. And we make ourselves at home on the island. Terra firma. We're safe. Va'afinan, and we bake. Ubashlina nagabe, and we cook. We live our lives. Then the kad chan gabe gets hot. Gets hot, what happens? Is hapach. Turns over upside down. V'ilav da hava mekarva sfinta. Hava tavina. That little boat wasn't next to me. If the little boat had not been there, we would have been sunk. So it's a story about Jews who are buffeted by the sea, who are searching for dry land. And they think they found the dry land, and they make it their home. But it's a false hope. Turns out that it's not dry land. And it turns out that it could not be their home. And Baruch Hashem, the boat is nearby, and the boat saves them. Had the boat drifted too far away, they would literally all have been sunk. For me, the boat is our tradition. For me, the boat is Torah and mitzvahs and mesorah and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And sometimes it gets rocky on the boat. And we seek to go off the boat. And we leave the boat seeking to settle elsewhere. And throughout our history, we have settled on the backs of many cultures, many different cultures, in Spain and in Germany and in Poland and in Italy. And then it gets hot and they turn over. And if not for the boat, we would be lost. For many Jews, Nebuch, the boat drifted too far. The boat went far away and they're just simply lost. But Baruch Hashem, for us, we have the boat. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is to return to the boat. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is to recognize that what really holds us, what is absolutely a given for us, is living a traditional life and experiencing the presence of God. And that is the power of Yom Kippur. Rav Soloveitchik was happiest on Yom Kippur. I never understood it. When I was in yeshiva, like it was awful. Days of awful days. We were tittering on Yom Kippur. And then I confront Rabbi Soloveitchik. It's a Mishnah, lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael, like Yom Kippur. He was happiest on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a gift. Rabbi Weinberg told us that tshuva is not way far away. It's right next to us. It's a matana from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Not only is tshuva a matana, but God's presence, the imminence of God's presence, is a matana on Yom Kippur. To hold on to that boat. And to recognize that when other things are not dependable, there's one thing, yena tiny boat. That's what's going to save us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant all of us the capacity, Ana Hashem, to acknowledge and to feel and to internalize. The Lifnei Hashem Titaro, we should all be blessed with the Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, a wonderful year and a good year for us and the Jewish people.